Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. While knowledge makes us feel important, it's love that strengthens the church. Anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much. In writing this letter to the Corinthians, Paul didn't dodge any of the difficult issues. I suspect that most of us attempted to avoid grasping nettles, but Paul took on one nettle after another with remarkable confidence. The issue that he grappled with here is totally unfamiliar to us, but we have much to learn from the way in which he handled it. Corinth was a big port and had a very mixed population. The people worshipped a wide variety of deities, and it was quite usual for food to have been taken to the temple gods to be blessed. This posed a major issue for the Christian community. Where should the line be drawn? There were two possible approaches. One approach was to say that idols aren't real, so it really doesn't matter whether the food had been offered to them or not. The other approach was adopted by those who came from a background in which they'd been taught to believe that the idols did have real power. Now that they'd become Christians, they found it deeply offensive to eat anything that had been offered to an idol. Paul's answer is really interesting. He said that what matters most is love. So the person who isn't bothered whether meat had been offered to idols or not should not eat such food if it might cause another Christian to be offended. They might well be willing to eat the food offered to the idols as a result of their longer Christian experience and knowledge, but love must shape their actions. It's not difficult to see the way in which this teaching might shape our actions today. For example, many Christians are happy to drink alcohol, but if, in drinking alcohol, you'd cause difficulty and offence to someone else, then love would determine that we should refrain. Love needs to drive our actions because it's the only way in which the church will be strengthened. As another translation of verse 1 puts it, knowledge puffs up while love builds up. So let me ask you a question. In what situation might this teaching be relevant in your own life? And now let me pray with you. Father God, help us always to be sensitive towards our Christian brothers and sisters and always to act in a loving way. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.